Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Credo Brands Marketing Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Khushalani, Promoter and MD. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I have with me Mr. Rasik Mittal, Chief Financial Officer, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. I hope you all received the investor deck. If not, you can view them on the stock exchange or the company website. This year, we advanced our transformation journey under MUFTI 2.0, where our goal is to deliver a more premium retail experience, elevate our merchandise architecture, and strengthen brand storytelling across all consumer touchpoints. As a part of this transition, we opened five new premium flagship stores in high-potential and strategic locations during H1 FY 2026. These stores reflect our refreshed identity and are designed to create a more immersive and aspirational shopping experience for our customers. In alignment with this transition, we have increased our investments in advertising and digital marketing to enhance brand visibility and deepen consumer engagement. These efforts are showing meaningful results. Sales through our website have more than doubled year-on-year in H1 FY 2026, reflecting a stronger brand salience, improved digital image, and an enhanced omnichannel journey. Encouraged by this momentum, we intend to scale our marketing and digital investments to increase awareness of MUFTI 2.0 amongst potential consumers. Operationally, the first half of the year, we continued to face soft demand and muted footfalls. Additionally, the decline in revenue was largely due to a temporary supply chain disruption from Bangladesh, which delayed product availability for the quarter. These goods have been dispatched now in the third quarter, and the associated revenue will flow into Q3. Due to the festive season arriving earlier this year, as per our policy, we proactively refreshed our network with new merchandise to ensure every store carried a fresh, updated assortment. As part of our business model, we retrieved unsold inventory ahead of schedule, which shifted some revenue out of the quarter. This is a reflection of our policy and commitment to freshness and brand experience. Our working capital days stood at 217 days for H1 FY 2026. This increase is purely a reflection of our business model and current market conditions, and not a structural change. In a softer demand environment, we supported our franchisees and MBO partners due to slight slower stock liquidation and corresponding payments. Importantly, receivables remain fully secured through deposits and long-standing partner relationships, and MUFTI has never incurred a bad debt in its history. As sales momentum normalizes, working capital should revert to usual levels. This is business as usual within our operating framework. Despite these short-term challenges, added by transition journey where we are closing the underperforming stores which affected our revenue for H1 FY 2026, which is at around 284 crores approximately, supported by a gross margin of approximately 59%, up 200 basis points year-on-year, driven by a change in product mix. EBITDA for the half year was approximately 79 crore, translating to a 28% approximate margin, and PAT was at approximately 25 crore. We remain confident in our long-term strategy and committed to our vision of establishing MUFTI as one of India's leading premium menswear brands, resonating with the modern consumer across both physical and digital touchpoints. With this, I would like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Rasik Mittal, for the update on Q2 and H1 FY 2026 results and financials. Thank you.
Thank you, Kamal, and good afternoon, everyone. First, I will give you financial highlights for Q2 FY 2026. Our revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 164 crores as against 186 crores in Q2 FY25. Gross profit stood at 94 crores with a GP margin of 57.1% for the quarter. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at 48 crores. Our EBITDA margin stood at 29.4%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 19 crores. PAT margin stood at 11.5%. Coming to the H1 FY26 performance, revenue stood at 284 crores in H1 FY26 as against 310 crores in H1 FY25. Gross profit stood at 167 crores with a GP margin of 59% for the half year ended. EBITDA for H1 FY26 stood at 79 crores. Our EBITDA margin stood at 27.9%. PAT for H1 FY26 stood at 25 crores. Our PAT margin stood at 8.9%. ROCE and ROE as on September 2025 basis stood at 16% and 14.5% respectively. Cash flow for from operations for FY26 stood at 32 crores. With this, we now open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the questions and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and then one. Our first question comes from the line of Jay Ladda from JL Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
The results are very much bad, but it's okay. I know that this is a business. It can't move like further, ups and downs can. But my major concern is that is totally slowdown occurs in market, or is this Mukti only facing this slowdown? And also, when we are going back to earnings positive sales and profit growth?
So, Jay, we have faced a muted footfalls in this season, and this is ridden on the changes that we are making and, you know, some of the stores that we are looking to close, the inefficient ones, and open the new stores. And in the earlier calls, the guidance that we had given for this year is that we would remain flattish in this year, because these are the changes that we intend to make, and it will, the changes that we are making is a slightly longer term outlook that we are holding towards the business. These changes will give results in some time, because we've begun making the investments, and it's important for the customer to see Mufti 2.0 in its new light, and that's going to take some time till people see it, till they realize it, and then that starts converting into, reflecting positively in the growth trajectory. So we hope that in the next year onwards, we're going to accelerate our investment into marketing even more, as we have also mentioned that earlier. So that should come about in about a year and a half.
Okay, so we expect something like a top line to bottom line growth of mid-teens or maybe like early teens in next 1 year?
No, this year will be flattish. And the following year also, we will continue what we are doing. So I'm unable to predict right now as to what kind of growth it will lead to. So we're going to play it by the day and see how the consumer is responding. But however, we'll be thinking very quickly on our feet and making whatever changes it takes. This is business as usual. And, there are times when you hit these kind of roadblocks at times. But you overcome those. We know what are the things that we need to change in the brand, and those changes are currently underway and in process. and as soon as we start seeing the results, we'll be able to predict better.
Yeah, and this GST impact has created any more footfall, or is it like that okay shape of GST?
What we see is that higher footfalls have been created for hard goods and not so much for apparel. However, in a brand like ours, we have to wait and watch as to how it pans out, because not everything we make is below 2,625 or 2,500. A lot of the products we make are above. So for us, in fact, the prices have gone up in some of the products. And in some of the products, they have been reduced. So, but with time, we believe that these reforms will certainly improve consumer sentiment and should improve demand.
Yeah, thank you, sir. We are in Murthy as because of Kamal, sir. He's a great person. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Naitik from NV Alpha Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question is, just wanted to understand, MBO channel, I understand that we might have seen muted footfalls and that's the reason for degrowth there. But what is the reason for degrowth in the online channels? Because I see that has degrown the most as a, you know, if I look at YOY numbers as a percentage, that's the most degrowth. So what is the reason for the same?
So this is a function of, you know, when we are working with the marketplace partners on our website, the business has grown. And these are tussles that keep happening sometimes for margins, etc. But that's, by the end of the year, we will end up doing what we wanted to do, even in the online space. Typically, we use it as a channel to liquidate the old season merchandise. And we maintain our strings very strongly and hold on to our reins so that we don't end up losing margins. We don't mind liquidating the inventory slightly slower, but we ensure that the value of the brand does not get eroded.
Sir, in that case, I mean, was we did make higher, we took some higher returns also, and we made some provisions. So online should have actually grown in that case, right? I mean, if we use it as a liquidation channel, this quarter we refreshed the inventory also earlier, so that should have grown ideally, right?
The sale overall has been muted, I think.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, and my second question is we were going to spend extra amount on marketing. So have we started doing that? And if yes, what was the percentage we spent higher than, say, last year, first half?
So current year, the marketing spend is around 5% in H1 of... H1 26,
and this was maybe 4.5 last year.
Last year, I think 8.5 percent.
By the end of the year, you may end up spending between 6 to 7%.
Right. So it is not fully coming yet as a percentage of sales. That is what I'm trying to understand. Okay. The increased percentage. Got it. But so my next question is, do we see any sort of green shoots, or do we expect H2 to grow, you know, in YOY, I mean, versus H2 last year? Because if not, we would end up not flat, but we would end up having degrowth year over year.
Hopefully we should end up with a flattish year, and we expect to see that growth, like even in Q3. We should be higher than last year, because some of the sales moved into the due to supply chain issues from Bangladesh. Some of the sales moved into Q3, etc. And due to earlier Diwali, some goods were also picked up earlier this year.
So, is it possible to quantify the? Sorry.
Look at our business, Naitik. We've said this in the past as well. A quarter does not reflect the health of our business.
No, sir. What I'm trying to understand is, if you can quantify this, due to what is the amount of sales we lost because of supply chain issues from Bangladesh?
So, Naitik, around a lakh pieces, which you expected to come from Bangladesh in September and sold, got delayed to October, November, And similarly, around a lakh pieces we picked up earlier. From last year it was in October. This time we picked up them back in September. So around 2 lakh pieces, the sale has got impacted by around 2 lakh pieces, which should be around 20-25 crores.
Right. So close to 20-25 crores. Got it. Got it, sir. And so my last question is, just wanted to understand what percentage of our portfolio would be, you know, below 2500 and what percentage roughly would be above 2500. Just trying to understand the GST impact overall as a company on us.
Just give us a minute.
Sure, sure.
Value or? About 60-70% would be below.
60-70% would be below. So that should see a benefit.
That's realized sale price we are talking about.
Got it, got it. So which should eventually see some benefit, right, of the rate cut?
Yes, it should.
That's it from us. Thank you.
I think we had to pass on the benefit as per the government directive. So this will not reflect. Right. I think, but few, going forward, we have some scope for gains in that.
Right. So eventually, that demand could you could see demand increasing because of passing on. That's what I wanted to understand. Eventually, not next quarter or initially, but eventually that should somewhere lead to increased demand.
Yeah, we expect that.
Got it. Got it. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Prospero Tree Asset Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. May I audible?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my questions are related to the management view about the flattish growth. See, when we are opening a new store and closing down the, even opening a new store at the mall where the footfall are higher than the others, and closing down the non-performing stores, then why there is a guiding about the flattish growth? Then the company should report the higher growth, because we are still closing down the non-performing store and opening a new store at a place which can generate the higher revenue. Then there should be the revenue growth rather than the flattish growth. Am I correct, sir?
Sure, but this is a time when we are going through that change. And like I said, after the changes that we make, we expect to see the results come in, but in the beginning of this year, we had said that for the next 2 years, we are unable to say what exactly that will be, but next year onwards, we expect to be on a growth, back on a growth trajectory.
And sir, when you say that there will be a flattish growth, the flattish growth to which year? When it is, are you taking the FY25 as the base year for the flattish growth for the next 2 years, or the FY26 will be the base year, because we are implementing the new changes in the FY26.
So FY26 will be flattish like FY25, and the year after that we certainly expect to see growth.
Okay. So FY26,
and we don't want to predict that this is what the growth will be. We want to see the what kind of growth is reflected in the after the changes that we make.
And that's okay, sir. We don't want the any prediction, or we are doing the best. Sir, but do we have done any study that we are sitting in the, because the high footfall mall will have a higher rent cost and other allied cost. So will it be enough to spend that money, or will it be a growth driver? What it will be exactly?
Certainly, with whatever we are doing and, you know, communicating the new identity of Mufti, that will certainly, we expect that certainly changes consumers' perceptions and rekindles the demand for the brand.
Okay. Thank you. That's for all from the my side, and all the best for the future.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Apurva from Bugle Rock. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity. So, I have two questions. One is, can you provide some color on the new stores that we have opened in those high-end malls, right? There are four or five that we have opened. If you can give some, you know, data points around that in terms of traction that we are getting. I mean, I know it's early days, but still, you know, if you can throw some light.
Signs are very encouraging, and overall, you know, the salience of the brand is improving. And the sales on our website is a reflection of that. And also, these stores have just been opened in the last 45 to 60 days. So it's too early to be saying anything. But it's a store. If you visit the store, Apurva, you will be able to see when we say that how the brand has been premiumized. If you visit one of our earlier stores from the previous identity and then visit one of the stores, whether it's Oberoi Sky City Mall or you visit the Phoenix Palladium Sky Zone, you will be able to tell the difference, and you know, then you will see what kind of changes we have made and whether they are actually being reflected in the stores or not.
Okay, just related to this, in terms of the quality of the, you know, I mean, we are always focused on quality, but have you further improved upon the quality of the merchandise, or I mean, how it's just the SKUs that have been rejigged in terms of the where the stores are being opened? Just trying to understand.
Certainly, we are working on that, but that's a constant endeavor and a work in progress, Apurva. That is something which is constantly on. And you know, when we have been saying that we are looking to premiumize the brand, we are not looking to premiumize the brand in terms of, you know, charging more. We are looking to premiumize the brands in terms of delivering more in the experience at the final touch point for the consumer. That's what we are looking to do when we say we are premiumizing the brand.
So
but coming back
to
quality, that is constant work in progress.
Okay, and one medium to long-term question. So we are spending, we'll be increasing our percentage of, you know, in terms of marketing and sales as a percentage of revenue. And this premiumization of stores, you know, and things on these lines. So over the next 2-3 years, we are going to see a change. So how does it, I mean, in terms of going ahead, how does it pan out in, I know I don't need a forecast, but in terms of directionally, in terms of margins, the return profile and the leverage on the balance sheet, can you just take us through that a bit? How are you looking at it over the next 3-4 years maybe?
It should take us, you know, a couple of years to get this communication through, and after that, certainly we should look to bounce back, and our margins will, our EBITDA will remain in the range of 27% to 30%, as we've always guided. In a bad time, it could be 27. In a good time, it could be 30, maybe 1 percentage point here or there, but nothing is going to change that much. It's a business model which has been tried and tested over the years, and it's just a matter of time before we get back on the growth path.
No, not in terms of not growth, maybe the will there be a leverage on balance sheet, you know, capital structure, or you know, your capital allocation decisions going forward? How, I mean, you know, what would be the cash, how much are we planning to invest over the next 2-3 years, which might be accelerated than the last past 3-4 years that we would have done? So on that, I'm not talking about the growth per se. Growth is a result, so that should follow. Yeah.
So, Apurva, whatever capex or growth plans we have, we should be able to fund that through internal accruals. There should not be any leverage on the balance sheet for that purpose.
Okay. So, no leverage, and margin should be similar even after the increased spending on advertising and promotions.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Tanmay from RV Hive Growth Venture. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Tanmay.
Sir, I just have a simple question that before 2-3 quarters, you were saying that we are a profitable company and we want to have our profitability intact, but in the last quarter you have increased your advertising spend and all. So how it was an all of a sudden decision to just go aggressive in the advertisement and expansion, I would say.
Tanmay, we still are a profitable company, albeit we would be making less profit, but we would still be a profitable company. And this reason to make these investments is to rekindle, you know, demand and fondness for the brand and bring it back on the growth track and bring it to the same levels of profitability as in the past. These expenditures that we make are investments in the brand. So it's nothing sudden. We continue to remain profitable.
So it's a valid point, but when I compare you with the certain listed players like Cantabile and all, they are having a growth of 15% to 17% in each quarter in YOY basis. So even in certain other brands like Rare Rabbit and all, they are reporting that they are having a growth. So why Mukti is having a deviation from a growth path, I would say, and if you could give us some insight about this.
See, I would say that depends on the life cycle that the brand is in its journey. Over a period of time, we have seen many ups and downs. We are very confident that we'll bounce back to our levels again.
Sir, I would say as a, means we have our very clients who are into your stock and on a, means, from a shareholder perspective, it's very discouraging for the stock price to fall down and because of the previous quarter, I would say. So if you could just guide us on the what could be seen in the future.
What could be?
We could expect almost in the last year you were guiding for around double digit growth, then you came down to single digit and now you are okay that we have a flattest growth. So as a shareholder perspective, it's very discouraging to see that the growth coming down. And
sure, we understand that, Tanmay, but this is business. Sometimes you see ups and downs. We were on that growth path and we realized that for the longer term, there are some changes that we need to make, which would be in the best interest of all stakeholders. So that's what we are doing currently. And if we were to reduce our advertising expenses, we would be on that track. But we believe in doing business for the longer term. And we are sure and confident in the decisions that we are taking. And we hope these start paying off within the next 1.5 years, as I said.
So one very last question. That in the previous con calls, you have guided that you would be expanding into other categories such as women and kids as well. So are you planning to expand in those categories in after 1 year or so, 2 years?
But Tanmay, I think there is some misunderstanding. We have never guided that we would get into women. In some kids' way.
But sir, you have said that you would consider it out.
No. At some point in future, we may consider it. That is not a guidance at all. Anywhere in the medium term, we don't have in our mind to enter the kids' wear or women's wear.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Devesh Advani from Reliance General Insurance.
आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं, उन्होंने आपके कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा.
The line for the current participant was on hold. We'll move on to our next question. Our next question comes from the line of Aditya Verma from Synergy. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Actually, most of my questions are already been answered, and I would just like to ask, sir, that the flattish guidance that you have given is still 5 years for another 1.5 years. So we can expect better results as now once this from March and April year month. Correct, sir? The upwards trajectory should start from that period. That is correct.
That's correct, Aditya.
Okay, sir. Okay, I think most of the questions we have already answered in the previous participants' queries.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes. However, profitability would still be lower in the forthcoming year because we will be enhancing our expenditures on marketing.
Right, sir. Right. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from Proprietary Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah. See, what are the early trends you are seeing playing out on the premiumization strategy? Are the AOV, ASPs are higher in the new flagship stores?
So this season, we have seen a muted demand. So it's a bit too early to predict that, Rajesh, but we are very, very confident. And like I said, if you are in any of the places where we have opened these stores, then please visit one of our earlier stores and this store. And in the physical presence, when you experience the store, you'll be able to see what we are saying and you'll be able to then judge whether what we are saying is correct or not.
Sure. H2, how many new retail identity stores you will have visibility of opening?
We are already, we should be opening about more than 20 stores in this year, by the end of the year. Not in the new identity. The new identity, it would be another 4-5, maybe higher single digit.
Okay.
Just come rapidly and, they are wild cards. We have to do them immediately. Right now, how many are the people making?
There is one humble suggestion.
5 we have already opened and 4 or 5 are already in the process.
Okay. My humble suggestion is there. A flagship store is a important development. But company does not file any, information on the stock exchange. I will akin to a hotel, a management contract is there. Even signing of the management contract, they file on the stock exchanges regularly. While opening also, while signing also. Here, what should happen that when you open a flagship store, not a EBO always, because flagship store is a new development for you in a new avatar. So my suggestion will be each and every flagship store, once you open, just file it by way of information to the subscription. You have 80,000 shareholders. They have a right to know. They will visit. You are telling me to visit. Definitely I am going to visit. But how do others know?
Sure. We'll make a note of this. Sure.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Devesh Advani from Reliance General Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, actually, what I wanted to ask is that your working capital days has gone up from continuous from March 24 onwards. So it has went up to 217. What is the reason for that? And apart from this, what are the temporary disruptions in supply chain that we are facing from Bangladesh? Is it the only reason for falling in the news, or there is any other reason?
So this time, due to the problems that both the countries had among each other, and the route was closed down because Bangladesh typically used to get supplied into Kolkata, and then from there the goods used to come. And this time that route became much longer, and it took more than 3 weeks extra for the goods to reach because the only port that they were allowed to ship to was Nhava Sheva. So these are, this is a temporary hiccup that we faced. And as far as the working capital days are concerned, they naturally, this is, for us, it's business as usual. We will, should be able to bring it back down in the range of 180 odd days, 170, 180 days. And that's just a matter of time, because when you have a bad season, and the way our business works and our model is that we have advances as deposits from our franchisees, and the rest they make payments every week on the sale basis. So because the sales have been muted this season, naturally there appears to be a rise in the receivable days. But fortunately, so far, the company has not had any material write-offs on account of this, and we don't expect that even in the future. We have long-standing relationships with these partners. And in during muted times, even with our distributors and our MBO partners, we do support them. And that's why we hold the kind of respect and in the relationships with our partners.
So as far as the renovation of stores is concerned, so how many stores have we renovated in this quarter, and how many new stores have we opened up, and what's our plan for the whole year?
So in H1, we have opened 15 new stores and closed 13 old stores. Okay. And we intend by the end of the year to close totally about 23 stores, out of 13 have already been closed. And we intend to open a similar number of stores by the end of the year. Should be flattish, like I said, for the next couple of years, the store count may not go up. If we get good opportunities, good stores, of course it may, but it's not going to go up in a big way. For the next 2 years, is focus on consolidation and, you know, changing the consumer perception about the brand.
So what is the reason of so much closure of stores? Are we...
Devesh, your voice is muffled. It's very hard to understand.
Yeah, is it not audible?
Better.
Yeah. So, as far as store is closing is concerned, so how do we strategize on opening new stores? Since we are closing down on so many of stores, so what is our strategy as far as store opening is concerned? How do we plan in which area, or how do you plan the store mechanics?
This is a process that has been on year and will continue to remain, Devesh. What happens is that there are many places where we are missing, which are already, you know, important markets where rentals may be high, or there may be scarce availability of real estate where we may be absent, and we call these wild cards. As soon as we get them, whenever we get them, we have to quickly respond and close these stores. However, the rest of the markets, India is evolving, and typically stores first in a smaller town, etc., the MBOs in that town begin to see a rise in demand from the consumers for national brands, and then they start stocking us. So typically we enter MBOs, and as the market becomes conducive for single brand retail, we go on opening EBOs also over there. But this is, you know, we have enough local intelligence spread all around India, and this is something which is constantly on.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I'd like to thank everyone for being part of this call. We hope we've answered your questions. If you need more information, please feel free to contact us or SGA, our investor relation advisors. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Credo Brands Marketing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.